You know what? We got to get to Betty Lou Higgins. I'm sure she's just waiting to get on the show here. Betty Lou, good morning.
I went to the show already.
I'm sorry. We're 8 minutes away. I told Betty Lou, I will call you around 10:20, and I forgot. Boy, once Jeff and I get wound up, I mean, we can't shut us up here. Jeez.
Well, hey, why didn't you invite me?
Now, he's led an interesting life here in the last
it
4 years.
Like it.
And you know what we didn't talk about? Last year, he had open heart surgery. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we got together at the Music Box. This was last June. We were there in July, this past July. But he was telling me, you know what, I'm kind of short on breath here and getting these pains. And they were going to put some stents in, and they decided, no, he needed triple bypass.
Oh, my.
And here's the crazy thing. He recovered in the RV. He recovered in the RV. And that was in July, middle of July, that he went back on the road. Labor Day weekend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
But anyway, I love what you're doing here. This is so cool, and you got to mark this down. This is next Sunday, September 15th, at the Lorraine Historical Society. Everybody knows we're in the middle of a political season, a very contentious political season here, and we've got a woman that's running for president, but she's certainly not the first. This goes back to, what, 1872? Talk to me about Victoria Woodhull.
Yeah, Victoria was actually the first woman to run for president, and she's kind of been neglected, although generally every election cycle, she pops up every now and then because some historian or someone who's digging through records finds a listing about her. But most people don't know much about her. Partly because she was not on an official ticket, and she was kind of scandalous, and she was too young to be president had she actually been elected in the first place during a time when women weren't even allowed to vote. So she had basically everything going against her, but she wanted to get the word out about how important it was for women to have the right to vote. And that was her big message, along with the fact that she was very much ahead of her time. She supported equal rights for everybody. It didn't matter sex, race, color, nothing mattered. Everyone should have equal rights. And so there was that. She also believed in sex education, which was really scandalous. She wanted a group to promote peace around the world, which eventually became the United Nations. She had ideas that were so far ahead of her time that people thought she was crazy, and that was why mostly she's been written out of history.
Yeah, yeah. So she was scandalous for her time in history. Okay, she was way ahead of her time, and nobody really figured out how to catch up with her. Now, keep in mind, you said, you know, women didn't have the right to vote, and that didn't happen until, what, 1920? So that was like 50 years later, right?
Right, yeah. But interestingly, she and her sister, who you could easily call the two of them partners in crime if you want. But those were two of very few of the women suffragists who lived long enough to actually see the amendment go through in 1920.
Mm-hmm. Now, Betty Lou, how did you dig? I've never heard, you know, I'm a student of history. I mean, I love history and all that, but there's so much out there. How did you come upon this woman?
Well, this was very bizarre. In 1976, I was working at Burroughs Bookstore, and people of a certain generation who've lived in Cleveland a long time remember that
store. I remember. I know. We're showing our age. Okay.
Yeah. So 1976, of course, was the bicentennial year. And a book had come out that obviously we were carrying called the Bicentennial Almanac. And in between customers and things, I would, you know, read books and stuff. And, you know, for a while, that was like, don't do that. And I said, don't you want people coming into a bookstore to see a clerk reading? And they, oh, yeah, maybe you should. So I was flipping through the Bicentennial Almanac randomly and landed on a page that mentioned Victoria Woodhull running for president. And that was about the extent of the post. But I was so shocked by this that I started digging around to see if I could find out anything more about her. And that's how I found a number of books about her even back then. I was immediately determined that somehow I would be doing a story or a program about this woman. But no opportunity came up until about 2018. We were looking for a sequel to our Grandma Gatewood documentary. And Anne McAvoy, who was our Grandma Gatewood in the film, suggested that we do Victoria Woodhull because the anniversary of the amendment was going to come up in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And so our director, Peter Houston, and our writer, Kelly Boyer-Sagert, thought that was a fabulous idea, and it all seemed kind of fabulous in 2018. However, in 2020, on February 27th, we held a fundraising activity for the film. And you know what happened about a week later? Everything shut down, and so we couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And by the so we obviously nothing was going to happen for the anniversary. By the time things started to reopen, we couldn't really apply for grants because most of the granting agencies at that point had shut down doing grants for cultural activities and were only doing health and family services kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we scaled way back, decided to do it ourselves with whatever private donations we could get, basically, and whatever we had, we would use. And so it's a very small documentary in comparison with what we had to do Grandma Gatewood, but it's very good. It's a compelling story. And we're excited that we're going to be able to finally do this. Even our premiere is scaled back. We're not in a real theater. We're in a historical society in a beautifully restored Carnegie Library in Lorain. And the staff there and Barb Piscopo, the director, were so gracious to allow us to use the facility. So that's where we are, and that's what we're doing.
All right, let's drive everybody to where this is going to happen. And it's Sunday, September 15th, Lorain Historical Society, which is located at 329 West 10th Street in Lorain, Ohio. There will be two showings,
right.
1 o'clock and 3:30. Both screenings are open to the public at no charge.
Right.
But free will offerings will be accepted. So I'm sure you'll have your hat out to collect any donations, because these things, there's a lot of work that's involved. But Betty Lou, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. I love this look back into history and take a look at somebody who was way, way, way ahead of her time, and that would be Victoria Woodhull. So you take care, and good luck to you next week, okay?
Thank you. Thanks for letting me be on your show with you again.
Anytime. Anytime you're open here, okay?
Okay, take care.
You take care.